Luxacult is part of the Green Mushroom Podcast Network.
Foxtrot 3, Romeo 2, 4, Yankee, Romeo 7, Bravo, Delta, Quebec, Oscar, 5, Tango,
Hello and welcome to Lux Occult. This is a podcast where we gleefully taunt the mundane, butcher the Latin, and most other languages, and we also discuss a variety of occult topics. Exploring the intersections of magic, art, science, and philosophy, it's occultism for everyone. I'm your host, Lux Estrada, and if you're hearing the sound of my voice, that means that magic, and this show for that matter, are for you, if you want them. There are a lot of different ways to be more free, and using magic or making space for a spiritual practice in your life can be one of them. As always, I don't speak for anybody but myself. Others can, will, and should disagree sometimes. How would we learn anything if we all agreed all the time after all? And like anybody who attempts to be reasonable should be willing to do, I am willing to revise my opinions based on new evidence. Alright, I'm super excited to be presenting a very fun The Green Mushroom Project guided meditation, written by Shane Thomas, Joy the Sorceress, and myself, and read by E.K. Manu, host of the Woodlands Show podcast. The sound design was done by me and features the Green Mushroom theme composed and played by Q Varro, and a cover of it performed by Adam Matlock, aka Anhistoric. Don't miss the awesome conversations that I've had with some of these fine folks in other episodes. Like episode 37, Process versus Product and Hypersigil Cassette Tapes with Adam Matlock, or episode 23, The Resonance of Names and the Color of Music with Q Varro. It's such a pleasure to have the opportunity to collaborate with so many really cool people, including the people featured here today on this project, and I'm so excited to present what we've put together for you. Before I get any further, I'd like to express my gratitude. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me here on this show for this very special bonus episode. As I previously stated before, I've made a conscious effort to use social media a lot less lately, but that does not mean that I don't want to hear from you all. I always welcome people's thoughts, questions, comments, suggestions, or arcane revelations. You can hit me up at LuxOccultPod. @gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram @LuxOccultPod. I've heard that there's a big problem with people having their accounts cloned on Instagram lately, which is pretty shitty. Please note that I will never send you a message and try to sell you something or hit you up for money or whatever, so if that happens, assume right away that it's a scam. When I do ask for money, it will sound just like this. If you're into the show and you're into what I'm doing, you can support it on Patreon. If you do so, you can take a bibliomancy break with me. There are no tiers or levels or whatever, so give as you will. Thank you so much to those of you who are already doing so. Your support makes this show possible, and it really means a lot, so thank you so much. Shout out to everybody who's been sharing the show with friends and writing about it on social media and whatever else people are doing. I really appreciate it. I'm stoked to have seen it being reflected in the analytics and whatnot. Making this show is super fun, but it's also kind of a lot of work, and the fact that people are into it is motivating to me. All right, some notes about today's program. First, for your convenience, I will also release a version of it sans this introduction, and that will be on the same Lux Occult RSS feed that you are now listening to, as well as the Lux Occult YouTube channel. I might also release it as a Spotify video episode, because apparently that's something that you can do now. Maybe give that a shot. We'll see. If everything has gone according to plan, at the time of this bonus episode's release, members of the Green Mushroom Council will be conducting a ritual to finalize the creation process for the Sapratro Servitor featured in the first part of the meditation. We're also going to be doing some other fun stuff related to the overarching objectives of the Green Mushroom Project itself. We also just did a ritual during the new moon using the moon card from the tarot as a symbolic focus, and we're going to have the opportunity to continue to work with that energy with this ritual as well, so I'm stoked for that too. And speaking of that moon ritual, shout out to Sam Shadow, who was able to join us for it, as well as to Keats Ross, Eric J. Millar, Michelle Emery, Derek Hunter, Niche, and all of the other fine folks with We the Hollow, including Laird Lee Kirk, whose novella I Suffer Alchemy is out now. Haunt on. Shout out also to our sibling shows here on the Green Mushroom Podcast Network. We've got Ad Hoc History, Administrism, Ex V Planis, Faithblind Council, Grognostics, Primordia, Smuts Up, and Unearthing Paranormalcy. And for your listening pleasure, there are actually new episodes of both Ad Hoc History and Smuts Up available now. All right, to the matter at hand. This meditation begins with a guided journey into the green mushroom astral space, where you will be given a mission to carry out, should you choose to accept it. The guided portion ends there, as you are free to explore further on your own and carry out the task that you are given. I'd like to note here that we're very much hoping people will be willing to share their experiences with us. Many folks who have come to the project are pretty scientifically minded. Well, we have a good balance. We're not all eggheads or whatever. There's a great mix. But this being said, we do like to look at stuff in the framework of being sort of quasi-experimental, at least to a point. I don't think that the scientific method should necessarily be applied in a literal way when it comes to magic or spiritual matters or whatever. And there's several different reasons for that. I don't want to get off topic. However, I do think that there's a framework there from which we can borrow in order to help us make better and more intentional choices when it comes to how we approach our practice and our analysis of our practice. I mean, in a lot of ways, this is sort of a classical outlook for an occultist to have, right? Right. Anyway, all this being said, we have added a few things, Easter eggs, if you will, to the meditation in order to conduct a bit of an experiment. And this is to test and see if people will find them. So any feedback you would like to share will be welcomed and most appreciated. Another item on the agenda to mention is that when we were conceiving of this collaboration, we wanted to try and take into consideration the fact that everybody is working with a different set of sensory tools. Maybe you're somebody who sees a lot of mental images, or maybe you're somebody who doesn't see them like at all, or you're aphantasic or on that side of the perceptual spectrum or whatever. We've tried to include things in here that we're hoping will cast a sort of like wider net than just visual imagery. So we're looking forward to hearing people's feedback regarding this as well. We're always hoping to improve on this kind of stuff. So let us know what you think. The topic of astral work is something that you can hear members of the Green Mushroom Council discussing in Chapter 2 of the Green Mushroom Project Audio Grimoire, which is episode 43 of the show. And you can hear an introduction to the astral temple and shared astral space in a bonus episode between 22 and 23. And check the show notes for a link to that. Okay, another quick note here, disclaimer of sorts, if you will. It's most likely ill-advised to listen to this meditation if you're driving or operating some kind of heavy machinery, a forklift or what have you. This is probably the case with most or many of these types of things, actually. But with this one, we intentionally added stuff which we're hoping will help people relax and get into like a good state for doing imaginal work. I know this is, as I said, sort of common sense or whatever, but I just wanted to point all this out in case anyone maybe just hadn't thought about it or whatever. And everybody's different and will be affected by all this stuff differently, so just be aware. End of disclaimer. The last thing that I'd like to comment on real quick is that I really like the way that Shane has given the meditation you're about to hear a sort of game-like quality. The importance of play is something that I like to emphasize when talking about magic. I mean, yeah, you should fuck around and find out, but the fucking around part, if you're doing it the way that I like to, can be a really good time. I'll be back after the meditation is over to say goodbye and to remind you to resist. But now, let's dive into this green mushroom project guided meditation written by Shane Thomas, Joy the Sporceress, and me, and read by E.K. Manu, with sound design by yours truly featuring Q Varro, as well as Adam Matlock, aka Anhistoric. I hope you all enjoy it as much as we enjoyed making it for you. Much love to you and everybody participating in the project, regardless of what that looks like for you in your practice. All right, without further ado, let's dive on in.
Connecting with the Green Mushroom by S. Shane Thomas, Lux Estrada, and Joy the Sporceress. Recorded by E.K. Manu. Light a candle with the Green Mushroom Hypho Sigil and settle into your normal position for meditation and work in the imagination zone. Let's start with box breaths. For this meditation, a box breath is simply a long, slow inhalation with an exhalation that takes the same amount of time. Between each inhale and exhale, we'll also pause for a few seconds. Start by inhaling for 10 seconds, holding for 5 seconds, exhaling for 10 seconds, then holding again for 5 seconds. After that, let your inhalation and exhalations last for however long they take for you to get a deep, full breath. Just be sure to keep the pauses the same time and the breathing in and out at the same time. Deep, slow box breaths. Say aloud, "This work is to connect to the green mushroom and to enhance my own presence within and connection to the realm." Now we'll awaken our own senses of connection and turn them within before we travel. We will dedicate our slowest and largest box breaths to each part listed. During each inhalation, imagine pulling in energy to flood the area, and on the exhalation, imagine the energy pushing out any stagnation and dirt to be carried away on the breath. Let's charge and cleanse our eyes as we do a slow box breath. Our ears as we do a slow box breath. Our nose as we do a slow box breath. Our lips doing a slow box breath. Our tongue doing a slow box breath. Our neck doing a slow box breath. our lungs, doing a slow box breath. Our stomach, doing a slow box breath. Our skin, doing a slow box breath. Our feet as we do a slow box breath. Now, on this inhalation, imagine pushing all that energy from your physical body into your imaginal body. As you exhale, rise and step out of your physical body. Take only a cursory glance at your space as you make your way outside. You've chosen this journey to grow the green mushroom's mycorrhizal connections. And it's time to begin. Do you feel it pulling from within? Could it be the spirit of the place that calls? The moment you walk out the door, a little green person with a mushroom cap for a head waves from hip height and smiles up at you. You reach out to touch its cap, but it climbs you in a couple of deft hops. The little servitor scoops under both your arms, and you suddenly feel lighter. You look up, and its cap is expanding into something between a parachute and a hot air balloon. A glance back down confirms that you are climbing into the sky, and your home is shrinking with the land under you. Your whole neighborhood and community shrink to nothing more than miniatures and squares of color. Can you feel the wind on your face? How does the breeze smell? Soon you are floating over a deep forest. A couple of landmarks poke out of the trees. You recall those spots from the trail that leads from the physical into the realm of the green mushroom. Then you see the dome, gently glowing in the astral twilight in its clearing. You descend gently until you land on the ground in a soft jog. The servitor has shrunken back to its original size and joined several of the other servitors at play on the lawn in front of the great doors, marked with the hypho sigil. You pat its cap in thanks for the ride and approach the entry. The scent of the flower garden fills your awareness as you cross the lawn. The guard gives a nod of recognition and pushes open the door. You enter and behold a warm hearth and songs. Members of the council are laughing together. Someone gestures to show you there is room for one more at the table. You share warm greetings as you sit. There are many faces in the walls. The place lives and breathes like flowers that open at night, like a stream of clear water running through a moss-covered bank. The air is laced with the scent of spices, cloves and cinnamon, vanilla and cream, loamy earth and the smell of rain. Returning is like being welcomed home after a long journey narrowly survived. There's joy in seeing what was thought lost. The relief of safety, the promise of wholeness and power wielded well. The feeling lets you know that there is no limit to the stars we will find in this sky. For a while, you enjoy the atmosphere. How is it making you feel? You rise and approach the bar, ready to order your usual. The bartender looks up and his face warms into a well-worn smile. Then his expression falls slack, and his eyes glow green. He casts a pointing finger at the direction of the shared altar. An image of aviator goggles flashes in your mind. Round lenses rimmed in metal with thick leather straps. Whose thought was that? It certainly wasn't your own. You glance back at the bartender, still pointing. A quick look at the door shows the guard, frozen stock still and pointing to the altar. Another flash of goggles. You navigate the room. No one else seems to have noticed the bartender and guard's strange behavior. Your friend from the table grins and waves you farewell before returning their attention to the group. The goggles that flashed in your head are in front of you on the altar. Somehow you know that they are meant for you. As you put them on, your suspicion is confirmed. You don't even need to adjust the straps. Don't they feel like a perfect fit? The voice of the bartender catches your attention. He's back to normal. So is the guard. A new image flashes in your mind. It looks like a map of the green mushroom. In addition, nestled between the base of the stalk and the mycorrhizal root system underneath, is an icon in the shape of a human brain. Your body feels drawn to the space. That thought within that feels foreign is the green mushroom itself. And it wants you to enter the very center of its consciousness. You know the icon represents something more abstract than the physical organ. You suddenly are sure of it. Your eyes roam across the tavern in the direction of the brain on the thought map. There's a faint green trail of energy starting at your navel and leading to a tunnel on the far wall. You cross the space and climb into the tunnel. Its walls gently press against you. Any tension, dread, stress, fear, or anxiety lingering in your body from your waking life is gently brushed off by contact with the tunnel walls. Take a moment to feel it within you and guide it out. you emerge into a small, dark, womb-like space. Roots make up the entire floor of the space and give a gentle green glow. You're looking at the brain of the green mushroom, the tightest bundle of its consciousness. This consciousness is knitted together from diffuse and different sources. Visitors, creators, and thought forms mingle and come together. You feel a presence in the space with you, and know that it is the green mushroom itself. For a moment, there is a warmth, like a friendly hug. You spin about, as if being redirected, and in front of you on an altar is a grapefruit-sized spore. It gives off a pale glow, a brighter and lighter shade of green than most of the emerald hues. The image of a flexing arm holding a telephone flashes in your mind. You wonder if the mushroom wants you to pick up the spore. Is this how you're going to connect? You wait for the feel of a warm squeeze in affirmation. You pick up the spore, and something within you knows to hold it up to your chest. The feel of the spore is springy and light, kind of like a rubber ball. As you press it against yourself, it slides right into you. It feels warm, like a tea that is cooled just enough for a drink rather than a sip. Your body glows. You feel yourself connecting deeper and more clearly with this realm, to the green mushroom network. You feel its healing power wash through you. Can you feel it? Your imaginal body is glowing now, illuminating the entire room, making you squint for a moment. The glowing light around you collects into a small cloud, and then forms into a decal of your goggles. The front of the altar the spore was on looks bare, so you place the decal on it. With your palm flat, smoothing it into place, you imagine what the council can accomplish when we all lean into our collective power within this astral temple. As you inhale, you feel the energy from the green mushroom wash through you. As you exhale, your breath carries decay, disease, and fatigue out to be absorbed through the mycorrhizal root system. You can feel the others on the council also making their connections. Each one adds to the whole, each a part of this symbiotic cycle of growth and decay, of mingling life. The thought map reappears. This time, there is a little symbol of the goggles overlaid on the brain. A new light appears on the upper level of the mushroom. The icon on the map seems distorted or fuzzy. A satchel appears on the altar. It is full of spores. An image of a dozen flexing arms holding telephones flashes in your mind. You shut the satchel's flap and put on the straps. A beam of energy bursts from your navel to a tunnel next to the one that brought you here. This one acts more like an air current, or an invisible elevator. You stumble out backward, and realize you're on the upper level, in the corridor leading to all the council members' private chambers. The light beam directs you clockwise, and you begin to follow. Someone is up ahead of you in the hall. You know it's a human's imaginal form, but you can't make out more than a silhouette filled with light. Do you smell them? Can you hear them? They wave. You gesture to the satchel and smile, then transmit the thought of them connecting through the spore and pull one out. They nod in approval and reach for the spore. Hold on with them until an image appears to you. Like the goggles decal, this will be a symbol of their and your connection. Another node in the network. They take the spore now and press it into their chest. The decal appears and they hand it to you. Their green glow begins to fade, and you begin to glow. Look around and find the perfect spot for the decal. And place it. You and they both place a hand on the decal and take a couple breaths while plugged into this new node. Feel the energy circulate and grow. You see the sun and then you see the moon. You are sharing a moment with the other council members in a time when they have also gazed into the sun or moon. You are all connected through time. Connected first as people, and second, through this place and this moment. Your guidance is over. And now your work begins in earnest. Use your goggles and bag of spores to make more connections. And when you are finished, share the symbols and anything noteworthy in the Green Mushroom Astral Temple thread on the FBC Discord server, on Instagram, or at luxocultpod@gmail.com. Imagine how awesome it will be if you read another person's experience and know that they connected to you. There's also an Easter egg built into this meditation, and we are stoked to see how it manifests for you. It tends to present differently for each traveler. Finally, ground your experience of connection into waking life by carving out time to give something back to the Green Mushroom Council, or your local physical community.
Thank you so much for listening and taking this imaginal journey with us. Much love to you and everyone participating in the Green Mushroom Project, regardless of what form in which that manifests in your practice. Remember to resist. Resist by maintaining sovereignty of the self. Resist by maintaining love of the self. Resist by maintaining fierce loyalty to love and pleasure. Resist with acts of radical kindness. Focus on the path to better times. This is Lux Estrada reminding you to stay strong and stay fucking curious.